I love what the psalmist says in Psalm 122, verse 1. I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen and amen. Hey, welcome to my favorite day of the week. It's Sunday, this already September the 13th, 2015. Yeah, can you believe we're just a flying by here in September? And the middle of next week begins the first day of autumn. Wow, where did the time go? Fred, how you doing? Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and Sunday Worship focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today, I'll tell you what, is certainly no different. So come on, let us celebrate Jesus today. So sit back, relax, and let's enjoy another edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name.
You know, in recent years, the spread of personal digital music players has resulted in concerns about hearing loss. Yeah, hearing loss. See, the design of music players and their earphones have been the target of many complaints and lawsuits over the years. Long-term exposure to music at a high volume has been shown to cause serious hearing impairment. In a sense, too much hearing can result in an inability to hear. You know, we live in a world, friend, filled with noise. Amen. Elijah had listened to Jezebel's threats and the voice of his own fear, so he fled to a cave to hide in 1 Kings 19. In a cave, he was confronted with the overwhelming noise of wind, an earthquake, and fire. Then the cave grew silent, and the voice of the Lord, the only sound that mattered, broke through as a still small voice, according to the text. If we are to hear God speaking to our hearts through His Word, we need to pull away from the noise of the crowd. To hear God's voice, turn down the world's volume.
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise Him, alleluia. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice, ye lights of evening, find a voice, oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. The darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
I pray that you are blessed today. Happy Sunday. So good to see you. I pray that you're doing well. It's the second half of the weekend. It's Joey Kroll with you. And a builder in California has come up with an innovative idea to sell houses. He thinks that a good way to make a house more appealing is to have a family there when showing the house. Yeah, he hires actors to play a happy family in his company's modeled homes. Would-be buyers can ask them questions about the house. Each fake family cooks, watches television, and plays games while house hunters wander through. How about that? See, that type of faking may not do any harm, but think about the sham of the religious leaders in Jesus' day. They pretended that they loved God and piously made up a long list of rules that they and others were to obey. You know, that kind of pretending goes on in people today as well. Did you know that? We look like good Christians on the outside because we go to church faithfully, follow some rules legalistically, and use the right words. We say we love Jesus, but our hearts may be far from him. God wants us to be real. God sees our ways and knows our hearts. From him we cannot hide. External righteousness cannot save, for he knows what's inside.
Do
Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on this Sunday. It's Joey Kroll with you. And at Harvard University, you can take a course in happiness. No joke. See, this popular class helps students discover, as the professor states, how to get happy. That's not a bad idea. In fact, the Bible even suggests on several occasions the importance of being happy or joyful. Solomon tells us that God grants happiness to us as a privilege in Ecclesiastes 3, 7, and 11. Sometimes, though, we take the search for earthly happiness a little too far, though. Amen. I mean, we see it as the most important pursuit and even believe that our happiness is God's highest goal for us. That's when our thinking gets confused. God's word tells us that true happiness comes by keeping God's law, according to Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2. God demands holiness and has called us to live a holy life. See, when we face decisions about the way we should act or how we should live, we must keep in mind that God's command is not be happy, but be holy. True joy comes from a holy, God-honoring life. There is no happiness apart from holiness, and no holiness apart from Jesus Christ.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ, I live.
Phillips, Craig, and Dean in Christ Alone medley. Friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll. I do thank you for just your time and your attention today. And you can always catch up with me. In fact, I love hearing from you. If you got a song request or maybe a prayer request or you just want to say hey, I'd love to hear from you. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Or you can just send me a little note the old-fashioned way. Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. I'd love to hear from you. Well, coming up tomorrow, Mark Burns back in the saddle tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. That gets underway tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.